Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Boxer Shorts, written by Margaret Clark and read by Stig Weems.
You're a useless lump, Boxer. You'd forget your own head if it wasn't screwed on.
With that sort of grief, why should Boxer stay around? He hates the new town, hates the new school. He scored another detention. So what? Who cares anyway? He's not coming back. Ever. His new mate, the Nicker, has ideas. You need action, Boxer, he says. But what the Nicker has in mind is really pushing the edge. Dedicated to all the people in the world who wear boxer shorts. Chapter 1.
You're a useless lump, Boxer. You've forgotten your English homework again. You'd forget your own head if it wasn't screwed on.
I've heard that before. From my mum, from her boyfriend, and now from Mr. Rawson. The useless lump bit. I'm getting that message loud and clear. The other kids in the classroom around me scuffle their feet and make little sighing sounds. Hiss, 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 like a sinkhole full of snakes. They've heard it before too. Well, maybe not those exact words. Mr. Rawson does have some variations, but it's usually the same theme. They're glad Mr. Rawson's picking on me and not them. Like I'm a welcome alien in their midst. Someone new to get his attention. And like an alien, they're not sure what makes me tick. But I'm popular right now with them all. In fact, very popular. I'm creating a nice diversion for them, because Mr. Rawson's totally focused on me. But the joke...